This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, let's hand out a couple grades here as we wrap up the month of May, heading into June. Next time we speak, everybody, it'll be into the sixth month of this season. Cade Povich, Nolan McGraw, is 1-4 with a 5.29 ERA. The whip is about 1.5. That's walks and hits per innings pitched, which is not necessarily a good thing to have. He can get the K numbers up there. As a matter of fact, he leads Orioles starters in strikeouts with 53. Coming off a game two nights ago in the rain where they were up 3-0. Donovan took him yard, and that kind of changed the outcome of that ball game for sure. But we agree, based on at least if things have changed 2 days ago, he's thumbs up to me as a keeper, maybe not your ace, but a back end of the rotation, innings eating kind of guy. But as we grade him now through the first 2 months of the season, I mean, he's been in the rotation and he's hit the post. What are we seeing here?
See, and this is a case of, you look at these numbers, right? The ERA over 5, the whip, that's just simply way too high. The inconsistency. If a Zach Eflin was doing that, you'd probably grade him as a D, maybe even an F. But for Cade Povich, growing young pitcher that just needs to get his innings, you know, under him and actually develop, might say C minus, as crazy as that sounds, because it's just, they aren't good numbers. But I just want to see more. Like, my whole goal for him this year was for him to stay healthy from start to finish. And for these, you know, pitchers these days, that's a rare accomplishment.
Sure.
And continue to take that next step. So by the end of the year, if we're, you know, 4.5 on the ERA, if he puts a dent in that whip, he's showing an upward trend that would make me feel comfortable in him next year. Because that's kind of what it was from last year into this year. Great month of September, really good spring training. I think I would have liked to have seen numbers a little bit better than this, but I've liked his upside for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you, C minus, because he has made 10 starts. Only a couple of quality starts, so it's not like he's really been dealing all that great. But he does what he has to do to keep them in ball games. Unfortunately for himself, he wasn't able to put away the Cardinals. Couldn't get through that fifth inning. We'll blame the weather, I guess. Maybe he was tired. I don't know. Use a Manzo kind of rationale here. But I still think he's got upside, and I still think at the back end of a stronger rotation, he could be an asset for you as a fourth or fifth starter. So I'll go C minus. Now, Dean Kramer, he's 4-5, 5.02 earn run average, which has been kind of dropping. I know he got kind of hammered his last outing there. His whip's 1.39. He's made all 11 of his. He has two quality starts. Dean Kramer's this fascinating guy, Nolan. He looks like someone that could be a strong number three for you, and he has been for the Orioles, or a guy that, oh, my God, where'd this come from? all of a sudden, where he, when he loses command, that home run ball starts to become his enemy, and he's given up 10 of those so far this year. But Dean Kramer, again, he's the last vestige of the Manny Machado trade. 7 years ago, almost, believe it or not. But Dean Kramer, old man bun, where are we going with him?
Season as a whole, it's probably still not great. But what he's done here so far, well, that's it for him this month, I guess. Probably boosts it a little bit. I might go C here, C minus, kind of the same thing as Povich. I mean, look, even his worst starts this month, 5 2/3, 5 1/3, he gives up 4 runs each time. I mean, to me, I feel like we fixate so much on that 3-run line, like that's the cutoff, because that's what it is for a quality start.
Sure.
But 4 runs isn't pitching you out of a game. And it's not like he got shelled or had an inflated pitch count where he only lasted 3 or 4 innings. I mean, he pitched his way into the 6th. I'm looking at trying to find a pitch count here on these. All right, 95, 97. So it wasn't like he got the Hider or the Mancelino hook. It's not great. For him being this deep in his career, I expect more. But he seems like he's always been a guy that just needs a month to get going. Not an excuse, but it's just kind of who he is.
And it's always when he's up against it. Like, what's wrong with Kramer? He needs to turn it around, and then he goes out and twirls 7 2-hit innings and wins the game for the Orioles. I'll give him a C, but like you, you know, at this advanced stage of his major league career, you'd expect it just a little bit more consistency, and he stayed healthy, and that's a good thing. But Dean Kramer, in the worst rotation in baseball, he's the least of their, well, not the least, but he's not an over concern. But like Povich, if you have a Burns, a Bradish, an Eflin, and Dean Kramer's bringing up the back end of it, now you're looking at him to be someone that almost stopper-like when he takes the hill.
Right. And I mean, you're penciling him into the rotation next year just because he's on the roster. I mean, he's going to be a part of the equation.
Right.
You know, hopefully he's more back end, because they go out and actually acquire the front-end guys or find them somewhere, trade, sign, whatever it is. But almost like I was talking about with Cade Povich, I'd like to see him stay healthy. His career high in innings pitched, just over 170. Other than that, he's below 130. So while he has had good moments in the past, it hasn't been for a sustained full 162 or 30 starts a year. If he can hit that, even if the ERA is not great, just show me you're able to stay durable. I'll take that as a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.